I'm Brian Tetta, executive producer of The View. It's Tuesday, and I'm here with Sonny Hostin. This is Behind the Table. Hello, Sonny. How are you?
Hi, Brian. I'm great.
It was an interesting show today. I think it ran the gamut, as our shows often do. We opened the show talking about Oprah's weight loss special last night.
Yeah.
And we had revelations from the hosts.
You and Whoopi
talked about your personal stories, and you opened up about using a weight loss drug to lose the weight that you gained during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Did you have any hesitation talking about this?
No. I don't know. I there's never shame in my game. Mm-hmm. I'm just kind of, as you know, kind of blunt and kind of brutally honest.
Yes.
And
both a strength and a challenge.
I'm a blurter. And I feel that, you know, when I had a breast reduction, I gave an interview to People magazine.
Right.
When I got liposuction, I gave an interview. And I just think as a public figure, if you are shrinking before the public's eyes, why not tell them what you are doing? I mean, is it some big secret? You know, celebrities, they look just like us. Well, really, what are they doing? You know, and I just thought it was really important. I'm not ashamed that my cholesterol went sky high. I was over 50, so I'm in the menopausal phase. And if you think about it, you know, we were home for 18 months, and honestly, I became a mixologist. I drank a lot of margaritas, a lot of sidecars. I make a very good sidecar now. I love to cook anyway. I was baking bread, and I gained like 40 pounds. And what other people don't understand is, like, you know, Fran, our stylist, was sending clothes. I never wore the bottoms because I couldn't fit into them anymore. I only wore the tops, and I could barely button some of them. I would just kind of, you know, have a paper clip or not a paper clip, one of those clips in the back. And my glam squad knew it. And when I got back, Fran said, oh, my God, I had gone up four sizes.
Wow.
So what you see now is what I looked like before the pandemic, before menopause, before my husband says, oh, wow, you look like you looked when I met you. And so there, I don't feel ashamed about it. And I don't know why people feel shame around taking a weight loss medication. What I will say is, I think weight loss medications should be affordable for everyone.
Well, that's a big part of it, I think. So
yes.
If you're lucky enough that your insurance covers it and you're going to a doctor and getting it the way you're supposed to do it, it should be affordable.
I hope someone like Mark Cuban, I don't want to call him out, but he has this wonderful pharmacy now. My mother's medications used to cost thousands of dollars. She got like a 3-month supply for, I think, $76 of three different medications, right? So I think these weight loss medications are changing lives. I think they're saving lives, to Sarah's point today, which is like, you know, people are pre-diabetic. My cholesterol was sky high.
Well, so many other afflictions are caused by being overweight and being obese. So then you're right. Heart disease.
Oh, my gosh.
Really,
my knees were, you know, I'm a runner.
Yeah.
My knees were hurting me more. Mm-hmm. My back was hurting because of my boobs. But, you know, everything was hurting. And now my cholesterol's so much lower. I can run. I can exercise. I can roller skate.
Right.
I can do all the things that, quite frankly, you know, 6-7 months ago was very hard for me.
Well, since you're being open about this, I think a lot of the questions people have are things like side effects, and it makes people nervous about it. And did you experience a lot of those?
I'm happy to explain that. I tried Ozempic first.
Mm-hmm.
It did nothing. It was like I was taking a placebo for some reason, and I had terrible constipation, TMI. And so I went back to the doctor at the same weight. I was like, this doesn't work. And he said, let's try Mounjaro. And within a month on the lowest dosage, I saw a difference. I wasn't as hungry, no food noise, nothing. I was just able to lose weight and eat normally as opposed to kind of engorging myself, which is what I had gotten used to.
So the idea behind this really is treating obesity as a disease, which many people believe it is. Doctors believe it is.
And some doctors will also, my doctor also said, post 50, Sonny, you are never going to lose this weight by doing what you're doing.
Right.
Like I was, okay, if I take Pilates or mm-hmm. if I run, by the way, running at 50 is kind of harder mm-hmm. than running at 25. If you take, you know, strength training, well, I'm not going to lose my tummy and my back fat by doing that. Right. I'm not going to lose, you know, my double chin. Like I'm not going to lose any of that. And when I look pictures back at pictures of myself, I had like a double chin. I mean, it was just kind of crazy.
Listen, one of the things Oprah talked about last night was the shame involved in this, and people shame both people for being overweight, but also they shame people for using medicine as a way to fight it. So I think I think you guys talking about it today is a really helpful thing for people.
I hope so. And you know, I don't know. I don't feel ashamed. I just don't.
Well, the other one of the other things I want to just jump to, it's not on my list, but the other hot topic we did today was Kate Middleton. And
where is she, Brian?
I mean, I was in your ear during the segment reminding you that you're the lawyer.
And that is why I'm taking it so seriously. And that's why I am investigating it. I'm investigating it on the internet.
Yes.
I have spoken to several people. They're not witnesses, but I have spoken to people about it.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a new theory from one of our audience members that perhaps it's AI generated.
Yeah. We're very excited to get that theory.
Now I will speak to my son about it because he knows about AI. So that's a very big possibility.
So here's my question. What would convince you that she's okay and it's all fine? A sit-down interview?
A sit-down interview, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I would like a sit-down interview, preferably at The View.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
If it's not at The View, I want it to be like at the BBC.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be, a news network that is reputable.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that asks the hard questions, like why are you carrying a heavy bag after your abdominal surgery? That
Kate,
does strike me as interesting.
Why do you look so much thinner than you usually do? There are so many unanswered questions that I have.
I know, and it's fun for me because Whoopi's wants no part of the conspiracy.
No, she doesn't. Well, she knows the royal family.
She does. So she's got a personal,
yes.
You know, relationship.
If I knew the royal family, you know, I could just call Harry and say, Harry, where is Kate?
Mm-hmm.
Or, Prince Charles, where is Kate? But because I don't, I'm left to my own devices.
Joy also not particularly interested in the conspiracy, but the rest of you are very much down the rabbit hole. We had Joy for a minute or two, but I think we lost
well,
her.
Well, let's remember who started this.
Sarah Haynes.
Sarah Haynes started it.
Yes, Sarah Haynes started it. Alyssa also a big part of the...
She came second.
Yes.
And then they brought in the big guns.
Yeah.
And now I am on the case.
Anna Navarro also into it.
Yes.
Which is another surprising
yes.
one. People are not falling where you'd expect
yes.
them to fall on this.
I am on the case, everyone.
All right. Well, we'll continue on the case. We will continue to bring you up.
On the case with Sunny Hostin.
Yes.
Where is Kate Middleton?
Where is she? All right. I would watch that show. I would watch that show. We'll be back in a moment.
Step into the world of Hollywood like never before with Melissa Rivers' Group Text Podcast. Melissa, renowned for her red carpet expertise and storytelling prowess, invites you to join her and her famous friends for hilarious and heartfelt conversations. From discussing the latest binge-worthy TV shows, navigating the highs and lows of life, and dissecting celebrity fashion, there is never a dull moment. With exclusive stories from special guests like Chelsea Handler, Cheryl Hines, your favorite reality stars, and deep dives into intriguing topics like the Where is Wendy Williams documentary, this podcast offers an insider's look into the glitz and glam of Tinseltown. It's not just Melissa's podcast. It's a collective experience where you're invited to join the conversation. So if you've ever wanted a peek behind the Hollywood curtain, subscribe to Melissa Rivers' Group Text Podcast now on your favorite platform. Get ready for laughter, tears, gossip. In other words, unforgettable moments that'll keep you coming back for more. Don't miss out. This is one group text you won't want to exit. Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
The other thing that we had today, changing gears in a dramatic way, we had Dr. Christine Blasey Ford on with us today to discuss her new memoir. I found her to be just very brave.
She's brave. Nervous, she's courageous. But she's nervous.
Yeah.
What I will tell you is, you know, this was my lane, right?
Of course.
I interviewed hundreds of survivors and to this day do this work, right? I work with Safe Horizon, and I've worked on getting legislation passed so that child sex assault survivors can bring a case post 18 years old. So I'm very much still in this space, and she bore every single sign of a survivor of sexual assault. And it was almost on hyperdrive for me because her experience was on hyperdrive. Usually you have a survivor that may be testifying in a courtroom in front of, you know, 12 people and a judge and defense attorneys and a couple of prosecutors. This woman testified in front of the world.
Yeah.
And that takes tremendous courage and bravery.
And with full knowledge of what was coming her way when she did it.
Well, she didn't. That's the thing. She didn't even realize that it would become such
a
thing.
Not when she first stepped up, but
right.
when she went in front of them.
Right.
In front of Congress. Yeah.
And I just, she seems mighty credible to me,
yes,
for what it's worth.
I thought so, too. Now, of course, I do have to say that Justice Kavanaugh has denied any wrongdoing here and anything related to an assault. But I don't know. I think people should read this memoir and
it's wonderful.
Yeah. And find out what they think. But I always applaud anybody that will step up and tell their story.
Tell their truth.
Yeah. That's all you can ask.
Yeah.
On yesterday's show, you and Anna briefly talked about attending a party at Jeff Bezos' house. And we started down this path, but we ran out of time. I'm dying to know, what was the coolest part? Because you're in the home of one of the wealthiest men in the world.
Like a gazillionaire? Yeah.
Yes.
You know, well, one of the wonderful things about it is that I was invited in part because I'm now part of the Amazon family, because I sold my books to Jeff Bezos and Prime Amazon. And
very
so
cool.
Octavia Spencer is my producing partner, and we're in the writing pilot phase. And so I got the opportunity to speak to Jeff about that. And that's why I was there. Also to, of course, celebrate this Courage and Civility Award. And what was most breathtaking for me is, little known fact, I was an art history minor.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we first walked in and Manny, I dragged him along.
The most impressive
that's
thing to me is that Manny went to this.
Well, Manny loves tech. He orders from Amazon. He's very interested in just, you know, how did this guy do this? Like, it's just very fascinating to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's interested in the space travel. Manny's a scientist.
Right. He's not interested in a red carpet, but this is interesting.
No, but
to
this
him.
Is interesting. Yeah. He doesn't want to go to the Emmys. And he actually, by the way, said, if there's a red carpet, I'm not going on that. He did say that.
Yeah.
So
I respect that.
The picture that we showed on the show, that's at the airport.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he wouldn't take pictures there. He's kind of strange like that. He may have had one picture taken there, but that's it. So anyway, we walk in and there are all these, it's beautiful. It's on around Embassy Row. He owns two huge former embassies or textile mills are just huge. And it's almost like walking back into the Gilded Age. It's not like nouveau riche.
Mm-hmm.
It's like old school glamour.
Yeah.
I felt like old Hollywood almost.
Oh, wow.
If that makes sense. And they had sort of butlers with all these like offering different drinks, although they had like three or separate bars. And the first thing I started looking at the artwork immediately. And someone said, would you like an art curator to give you a private tour of his art collection? Yes, I would. Very much
so. Of course you would. Yeah. I like that he has art curators on standby.
Yeah, I liked it too.
Mm-hmm.
And he has And Lauren. Because
you're going to have one in your dressing room soon. It'll be like, would you like a tour of Sunny's dressing room?
Lauren is very much, Lauren Sanchez is very much a part of this. And I adore Lauren. And I will say that it's their art collection. The curator made that very clear because it's kind of eclectic. And sometimes people only like one style. And what was explained to me was that Lauren also chooses pieces and Jeff chooses pieces, but they had a Picasso in particular that I loved because it's post-1939. We all know, you know, what happened in Europe, World War II, and it was done, I think, shortly after the war. And so it's the colors are different. It's darker, but it's of one of his muses, Inez, I believe. So I knew that. And we were playing a game, like pick out the Picasso, and I picked that one out. And I said, I think that's his post-1939 period. And I finally impressed my husband. he leans over and says, how the hell did you know that? I said, because I'm special. I have a lot of facts in my head.
Look at you.
That are not useful.
You don't even need a blue card.
They're most of the time they're not useful, but they're useful today. Well, so it was really wonderful, and it was wonderfully done. And Jose Andres is an incredible man mm-hmm. who received this award last year, and I got a lot of time to speak with him.
He'll be on the show tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. And found out that Manny, my husband, who was born in Spain, their families are pretty close to each other, the towns. Mm-hmm. And we just had a wonderful time. And Eva Longoria, you know, was honored as was...
And given $50 million to do whatever she wants
To do good.
To do good.
To do good. And then we had the admiral that was sort of responsible for special ops when Osama bin Laden was captured and killed. And he... will receive $50 million to help vets. And as the family member of many, many vets, one vet who is actually in the hospital right now, I'm just thrilled.
Yeah.
But it was great, Brian.
Admiral William McCraven. What a cool thing to be able to do.
He was pretty cool. And he's really tall. He was the tallest person in the room.
Wow. All right. So going back to Lauren Sanchez. So this is Jeff Bezos' fiancée.
She's fabulous.
And of course, has a View connection because she has guest hosted this show and was in the running for a seat.
We auditioned together. Do you know she flies helicopters?
I did not know that.
She flies helicopters. She's really smart and she's fun. She had a fabulous Carolina Herrera dress on. She also had a diamond necklace that I will never have. But I admired. I was adjacent to it. It looked like Flintstones, like rocks.
So things happen the way they're supposed to. If Lauren had become a panelist on The View, maybe she never would have gotten the necklace.
Yes, and now I get to be billionaire adjacent.
Billionaire adjacent is pretty cool.
And I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I like that too. I can't leave without talking about Teresa Caputo. You and Anna had a reading last week.
Yes.
You were very excited about this. It did not let you down. How was that experience for you?
You know, I believed it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how she could have known those things. As people who saw the show, my grandmother always had a rosary in her Bible, and she was a woman of not a lot of means. She had a sixth grade education, but raised three educated daughters and an educated granddaughter, and she was just my idol, really, my role model. And I took care of her during the later stages of her life, right before her death. And she lived with me, and she had those rosary beads. I have those rosary beads in my pocket. Mm-hmm. And I was nervous about the reading, and I put them in my pocket. And Teresa Caputo didn't know that I had those in my pocket, but referenced them.
Yeah, that was shocking.
I'm sorry. I believe she's the real deal.
No, for sure. I mean, you she were is. Really obviously moved by this.
And actually, I got... to show, it was an hour reading. Mm-hmm. Our producer, fabulous producer Summer, sent me the entire, you know, hour, and Manny believed it as well.
Yeah, so I was going to say Manny...
his father came up.
I was going to ask.
It made Manny feel better.
And did your kids see it?
No, not yet. Mm-hmm. Not yet.
Yeah. Oh, it's emotional and hard, I know, but...
My mother saw it.
Oh.
And my mother cried, and she believed it, every bit of it.
I know it's emotionally trying. Are you glad you did it?
I was so exhausted that Friday. Do you know I slept 11 hours?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I didn't get any texts.
I don't think I've ever slept that much because I had the Bezos party and then I slept about 4 hours and then the Caputo thing. I did have a throbbing headache afterwards.
Yeah.
I did. And maybe I would love to ask her if that happens, if like a spirit comes to you, like
do
you get that like throbbing headache? Like it was a headache that would not go away. I took Advil. I had a glass of wine. Nothing would make it go away. And so I finally just went to sleep and I slept for 11 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. In that audience that day, everyone was there for Teresa. It was
yes.
So funny. It was.
She's got something. I don't know. Maybe there are disbelievers. I believed it. I felt that.
It was a raging debate at the office between.
Really?
The staff. Yeah. There were many who were all in. There were many who were questioning.
Okay, I'm sorry. When my rosary thing.
That was impressive.
That didn't get everybody?
You know.
We have some skeptics on this staff. I'll tell you that.
Jaded people. All right. Well, listen, thank you for joining me, Sonny. Tomorrow, I'll be back with Joy Behar. National treasure.
She is a national treasure who must be protected at all costs.
Agreed. In the meantime, if you have a question or want advice from me or a co-host, please check the episode description for the number to our Behind the Table hotline. Appreciate all the reviews, all the mentions. Please, if you have an embarrassing video of Sonny falling down on roller skates, again, I would appreciate you sending it to me.
No, sores, no, no.
At Brian Tetta on Twitter.
No sores.
And thank you very much for listening. See you soon.
Step into the world of Hollywood like never before with Melissa Rivers' group text podcast. Melissa, renowned for her red carpet expertise and storytelling prowess, invites you to join her and her famous friends for hilarious and heartfelt conversations. From discussing the latest binge-worthy TV shows, navigating the highs and lows of life, and dissecting celebrity fashion, there is never a dull moment. With exclusive stories from special guests like Chelsea Handler, Cheryl Hines, your favorite reality stars, and deep dives into intriguing topics like the Where is Wendy Williams documentary, this podcast offers an insider's look into the glitz and glam of Tinseltown. It's not just Melissa's podcast. It's a collective experience where you're invited to join the conversation. So if you've ever wanted a peek behind the Hollywood curtain, subscribe to Melissa Rivers' group text podcast now on your favorite platform. Get ready for laughter, tears, gossip. In other words, unforgettable moments that'll keep you coming back for more. Don't miss out. This is one group text you won't want to exit.